After the worst losing streak in 50 years, the stock market is looking to snap back Thursday, December 19th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average's 10-day losing streak through Wednesday, December 18th, is the longest since 1974. During the losing streak, the market wiped out all of its post-election gains. The Dow ended Wednesday down 2.5% from when President-elect Donald Trump won the election. Also on Wednesday, Wall Street's fear gauge, the CBOE Volatility Index, had its second biggest percentage spike in history. The VIX shot up 74% after the Federal Reserve shared its outlook for the coming year. Usually, when the Fed does what markets expect, investors take the news in stride. On Wednesday, the Fed cut its benchmark interest rate for a third time in 2024, which was widely predicted. But it was what came next that spooked investors. It was all but a known fact that they were going to do it, said Aaron Saxena, CEO and founder of MDRN Capital. I think when Jerome Powell says that they were starting to get on the cusp of whether it was the right decision or not, that's really him using some leading language into next year to just preface that, look, you've got to have some caution, that they might not be willing to just go into next year full steam saying, yes, we're definitely going to be lowering every time we sit down another 6 to 8 times next year. I think at one point, 3 months or so ago, that was kind of the assumption heading into 2025. I think now that's starting to just get pulled back a little bit. The Fed went from projecting 4 cuts in 2025 to now projecting just 2. They also expect inflation to be higher next year than previously forecast, which directly translates to a higher for longer interest rate policy. As of Thursday, December 19th, the probability market isn't favoring another Fed cut until May. Wednesday marked the worst performance on record for the S&P 500 during a Fed interest rate announcement day, according to Bespoke Investment Group. But the biggest market losses since the election are more isolated to the Dow. If you zoom out for the bigger picture, the entire market's up double digits on the year. The tech-heavy NASDAQ has the highest gains, followed by the S&P 500 and then the Dow Jones.